Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Fonda Spratt frustrated by her neighbor's barking dog, so she knocks on the woman's door to confront her, then barges in, pulls the gun, and shoots at the woman.
Nancy, Georgia police find the victim, who called 911, standing in the street with two gunshot wounds. She's taken to the hospital and is now in stable condition. Police quickly locate Spratt and take her into custody without further incident.
Georgia cops arrest Spratt on home invasion, ag assault, and attempted murder. A Mississippi granddad gets out of his car, keys in the ignition to greet his grandchild he's picking up from middle school. Little does he know, escaped Oklahoma convict Tyler Payne, hiding in the woods nearby, he hops in the car and drives off.
The 32-year-old escaped Choctaw County Jail in Oklahoma several weeks before the carjacking. Payne drives about 100 miles east to Meridian before cops spot the car on I-20. Payne is arrested and transported back to Jackson, where he'll face charges for the carjacking before extradition back to Oklahoma.
32-year-old Payne now facing armed carjacking charges. Jasmine Pace's mom reports her missing after the woman doesn't respond to calls and texts. Next day, mom calls police, giving them her daughter's last known location, her new boyfriend's place. Jack Chen's neighbors say they heard screaming, but never called 911. Tennessee cops search Chen's apartment, finding Pace's wallet and evidence someone tried to clean up vast amounts of blood.
Chattanooga police identify blood stains on the hardwood floors in the living room, on the bathroom grout, and in the bedroom carpet of Chen's apartment. There was also blood splatter on the bathroom walls. Surveillance video shows Chen driving Pace's car within an hour of the text she sent to her mother with her location.
Cops find Chen, reportedly with injuries consistent with a fight. He's charged on suspicion of murder. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A 10-year-old Milwaukee boy intentionally aimed a gun at his mother, then shot and killed her because she would not buy him a virtual reality headset. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The boy initially told police that the November 21st shooting was an accident, but later he said he intentionally aimed at his mom before shooting her. The 10-year-old, who was initially allowed to stay with family after the shooting, reportedly purchased the VR headset that his mother refused to buy on her Amazon account the next morning. After his confession last week, the boy was charged as an adult with first-degree reckless homicide. Wisconsin law requires children as young as 10 to be charged as adults for certain serious crimes, though the boy's attorneys can seek to move the case to juvenile court.
The boy, who family members say has mental health issues, is being held in juvenile detention. A California man has been charged with killing one person and wounding five in a road rage shooting on Thanksgiving. 41-year-old Lee Quavon Walker is charged with murder, attempted murder, and other crimes for allegedly following a truck that hit the vehicle he was traveling in and shooting at its driver and passengers. Walker later turned himself in to police.
Chip Yost, KTLA 5 News. The Orange County District Attorney called what happened here a senseless act of violence. He said it was an act of road rage that left a 30-year-old man dead. And making it worse, he says the accused killer had his 3-year-old son with him when it happened. The DA says this case would make Walker a third striker. He has now had multiple charges filed against him. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 90 years in prison.
He's being held without bail and scheduled to be arraigned December 14th. A Connecticut man imprisoned for the past 28 years for a New Haven shooting that killed a baby and paralyzed her grandmother has been granted a new trial by a judge. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Judge John Allender ordered the new trial for Adam Carman, saying prosecutors withheld evidence from the defense and city police failed to pursue other suspects, including one who recanted a confession and failed a polygraph test. In his decision, Allender wrote, "Had the suppressed evidence and the new forensic evidence been available to the defense, it is reasonably probable and likely that the result of the trial would have been different." Allender also ruled, however, that Carman did not prove his claim that he was actually innocent.
Carmen, now 50, was convicted of murder and other crimes and sentenced to 85 years in prison for the 1994 shooting that killed 7-month-old Danielle Taft and paralyzed her grandmother, Charlene Troutman. Pasco police in southeast Washington state say one of their officers was shot and wounded Thursday afternoon while making an arrest. The officer, whose name hasn't been released, was in stable condition at a local hospital. A person was taken into custody after officers surrounded a house in Pasco. Police have not released any information about the circumstances of the shooting, including whether the officer fired a weapon or if the person in custody also was shot.
Thomas Pinson had his mother's full name tattooed across his chest, but he's going to jail for beating her up again. Pinson shoves his mom to the ground during an argument over money and his long-standing unemployment. Pinson runs after the attack, but Florida cops quickly find him. He's charged with domestic battery. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.